This program is recorded in Kunskoff binaural three-dimensional sound. To get the full effect of this 3D sound, please put on your headphones. Now, you should be hearing me in your right ear. If not, reverse your headphones. You should be hearing me in your left ear.
This is George Brandon. I had lunch with Carol last week, and that's why I'm calling you. I want you to illustrate a deluxe three-volume collection of short stories by H. Kenneth Allard. I didn't know she was his niece. She's handling the state. Anyway, I'll need full-color jackets and a dozen line interiors each. I want something especially horrific, so let me know, okay? I want to get right on this. Call me. Bye.
Hi, Colin. It's Carol. I'm free on the 25th. I'd like to come up. Spend the weekend together. I'm sorry it's been so long. I miss you. Give me a call. I want to make love to you.
Hey, this one is really frightening. It's from the translation of the Book of Elders. It's called The Dwellers in the Earth. It's where he describes a megalithic structure, a crypt beneath an ancient churchyard, references to elder glyphics that kind of resemble the stick designs we saw.
Really?
Yeah, look. Here. These incantations he records here from Alori Juroko's forbidden tome. Yogra Zurt. Harak. I can't pronounce them. There's pages of them.
Monsieur. Good grief.
Well, I told George about those sticks, and he was really intrigued. That's when he agreed you should do the illustration, so... Here you go. I missed you. Have you been sleeping?
Alone?
No. I mean, you look tired.
I never told you the truth about what happened down there in that cellar. I heard this sound. And there was a shaft of light, and there was this table, and there was this thing. You could see the thing through the light. The table had this groove along the side of it, and it just reached out and grabbed me and held on to me, and I was almost frozen, and then I grabbed this rock and I hit it. It went right through the skull, like the skull was rotted through or something. But the eyes, they just kept on looking at me. They didn't even blink. Slowly, it released its grasp on me, and then I tore up the steps trying to find you, and I heard it coming up the steps behind me. It was still alive.
And since then you've been having these nightmares.
It's not a nightmare. I'm telling you what happened
okay.
down there.
Okay.
Damn, I
I'm calling, don't you ever answer your phone? All right. This is George. The preliminary sketches are terrific, but what is it with these insane sticks you got poking everywhere? Carol told me a little bit about them. They're great. Why I'm calling you is this. Weird Tales magazine will give the book a plug. They're going to print part of The Dwellers in the Earth, and I want a couple of completed illustrations. Call me as soon as possible. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Carol. I'm having lunch with George. He's dug up some details about that old farmhouse. Not the farmhouse, but that strange foundation it's sitting on. I'm seeing him on Wednesday. He says your sketches are really crazy. If you can give him the shivers, call me when you can.